Hi, thank you so much. That's right. It is the good stuff. We've got some good things planned for you. We're just a couple days away from Christmas.
And season's greetings from North Dakota, Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. From the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota.
And I got to toss this out, just kind of setting the pace. Who is Santa's favorite singer, Mike?
Mel Torme.
Elvis Presley. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
And the Terry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you in 2026. Come visit us right here in Valentine. Maybe it's the Bull Bash on February 14th, Valentine's Day. The bulls will be lined up on Main Street. Lots of other things going on. Check it out, bullbash.com. And don't forget, coming up last Saturday in April, it's Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com. I've been giving you a little background information on some Christmas songs, and today I've got the 12 Days of Christmas. It's a song layered with mystery and meaning. Some historians believe it originated as maybe a secret catechism used by Catholics in England during times when practicing their faith was banned. Each gift in the song is thought to symbolize a religious teaching cleverly hidden in a catchy, repetitive tune that children could memorize. So, how about that?
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, Carol of the Bells. Not all Christmas carols are English in origin. Carol of the Bells has its roots in a Ukrainian folk song that I can't pronounce.
There you go.
Composed by Leon Tovajich in 1916. Known for its hypnotic, repeating, bell-like melody, it has become a hauntingly beautiful and instantly recognizable piece performed around the world. You got to listen to Carol of the Bells by the Celtic Singers.
Yes.
Phenomenal. Okay, what do you got today?
It is. Got to throw this out. What is Santa's favorite place to deliver presents?
Mike's house.
Oh, his second favorite?
I don't know.
Idaho ho ho. Oh, Janet Parkhurst, an amazing woman in Nebraska, has this to share with us. A cowboy's Christmas vision. Before a stable door, he stood, his Stetson hat in hand. Just how he'd gotten there, he couldn't understand. Was riding home toward evening after gathering up some strays, when the wonder of the starry heavens caught his thoughtful gaze. He reined blaze in and let the night breeze clear his weary mind. Pausing to admire God's kingdom was not unlike his kind. Somehow tonight seemed different. That eastern star shone extra bright as it beckoned to the cowboy on that crisp, clear Christmas night. Caring for the land and livestock was how he'd always made his pay. Church walls seemed to close him in, and he seldom walked the narrow way. But tonight, out on the prairie, he remembered a night so long ago, when shepherds stood before a stable to bask in the Savior's glow. Questions of that sacred night through his mind began to race. A king born in a manger, what a lovely kind of place. A babe born of a virgin, why, however could that be? A Savior come from heaven to save an old cuss like me. So deep in thought he was, he hadn't realized where old Blaze had wandered, and now he was quite surprised. To find himself before the Christ child's stable door, he felt compelled to step inside, yearning to see more. Those inside were not surprised to find this cowboy in their midst, nor did they try to stop him when he touched the baby's tiny fist. Mary picked the baby up and placed him in those calloused hands. The peace that overcame him is one that few can understand. He looked into those beautiful eyes, and they looked back at him. Tears trickled down his cheeks and made his eyes grow dim. His questions were now answered. His soul had found the key. This bundle of love from heaven would die for you and me. Suddenly, his eyes cleared. The babe and stable were now gone. But the feeling that had touched his and seemed to linger on. Had it been a dream? A vision? A sign from up above? All he knew for certain was that he had seen God's love.
Lynn and Rick Shippey at Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness at Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and staff and the good stuff.